This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we've apparently had live mics this entire time, so hopefully we haven't said anything.
Brought to you tonight, it is Aria, Ian, and Bonnie here in the studio. Hot mics, so that was fun. Anyway, in today's news, the most interesting thing I've seen is this Iranian cleric who is claiming that the COVID-19 vaccine is turning people into homosexuals. Now, obviously, there's no truth to this, and it's just more of the Iranian regime's anti-homosexuality, anti-Western medicine sort of thing. But it's interesting nonetheless, and it comes to us from the New York Post. It's just fascinating what they will just make up on the spot with no evidence behind it whatsoever. Of course, it's not that different from the American government, but it's hard to get Americans to admit that.
Is a cleric in the government? What's a cleric?
I don't know the exact definition of a cleric. So it seems to be what they call their priests in Iran, as far as I know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, according to Wikipedia, a cleric is also a priest or bishop in Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know what that means as far as what it means in Iran.
Some sort of priestly person.
Maybe it's like a state priest, you know, because the state is kind of a religion.
It is absolutely a religion. Yeah. So a cleric in the Iranian regime told his followers that the COVID-19 vaccination turns people into homosexuals, which is punishable by death in Iran. Ayatollah, I think that's the top cleric in Iran, if I recall correctly, Abbas Tabrizian, made the outrageous claims Tuesday on the social media platform Telegram, according to the Jerusalem Post. He said, "Don't go near those who have had the COVID vaccination. They have become homosexuals." Tabrizian, who lives in the religious capital of Qom and whose followers refer to him as Ayatollah, has a history of promoting bigotry and false information about Western medicine. Last year, the totalitarian burned Harrison's Manual of Medicine in a videotaped ceremony, claiming that Islamic medicine had made such books irrelevant. According to a Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty broadcast service, like other clerics in the region, also, Tabrizian relates, this is clearly translated, he relates all of these shortcomings to sexuality, said a dissident. The clerics in Iran are suffering from a lack of knowledge and humanity. Actually, his goal of spreading nonsense is to try to scare people out of getting vaccinated, while the leader of the regime and other officials got the Pfizer vaccination, and they don't provide it to the people with the excuse that they don't trust the West.
Hold on, so the regime leaders got the vaccine, but they're also saying it makes you gay?
He's alleging that they got the vaccine.
The whole government of Iran is now gay.
Well, it sounds like they may undo their death penalty laws then, that punishable by death. By seeking to scare the public into not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, he is fueling the pandemic and putting lives at risk, Tatchell added. Now, Tatchell is a prominent gay rights advocate.
In Iran? Or is he outside?
Well, he
of
was
Iran?
Talking to an Israeli paper, so presumably outside of Iran.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he'd be
brave
enough to stay in Iran.
Yeah, to be a gay rights activist in Iran, yeah. By the way, there's a guy in our Telegram chat room. So we've got a Telegram Free Talk Live chat that's associated with the Free Talk Live like channel. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
Yes, and people can comment there and stuff like that,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, there's a guy from Iran who's a regular listener of Free Talk Live, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's listening tonight. Same-sex sexual activity is punishable by execution in Iran, and thousands of gay people have been put to death since the Iranian Revolution in 1979.
Wow.
In 2019, an Iranian foreign minister defended those atrocities to Germany's public broadcasting network, saying, "Our society has moral principles, and we live according to these principles. These are moral principles concerning the behavior of people in general, and that means that the law is respected and the law is obeyed."
What exactly is immoral about two people who love one another?
I don't know. I don't know what their excuse is. I know what the Bible, the Bible doesn't really explain it either. It just states it and says, yep, can't do that. I don't know why.
And does it even really say that, or is that just a translation of what the Bible says?
It does say that. The Old Testament very clearly says that, like, there's bad.
It says it repeatedly, but there is some dispute about whether or not that's actually in the original Hebrew text,
right,
and whether it got added in or mistranslated. Evidently, if you ask these people who make that claim, they were referring to men having sex with young boys as being immoral, and not just all gay sex, but translators either misunderstood or wanted to color it.
Purposely misunderstood.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that could have been the origin of that. I don't know. I can't verify any of these claims because I don't read Hebrew. And
sure.
Even if I did, I have better things to do with my time to find out what this fictional book says about gay people. But in 2018 and 2019, Iran executed at least 9 children, evidently, as the U.S. ratcheted up sanctions after accusing the country of violating a nuclear agreement. That's pretty much it on that. There's not much more to say about it. It's just insane from the Iranian leadership.
Yep.
It's not that different from Donald Trump and some of the extravagant claims that he's made, but Americans won't see that.
What has he made? What extravagant claims? Just curious.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. But,
okay.
But, I mean, he has certainly made extravagant claims. He's never said he wants to put
gay people to death, though. He hasn't said that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's not an extravagant claim. That's a grotesque abomination of a statement.
Okay.
Extravagant claim would be something like, oh, yeah, we didn't land on the moon or whatever. Mm. You know, just something nonsensical that Trump believes. I mean, he was retweeting some QAnon people at some point, so he certainly made some ridiculous allegations.
Man, I gotta say, I miss Trump's tweets.
I do too. I don't think he's
Isn't
ever
that a sad
back
thing
to
say?
He was entertaining.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden so far has not been entertaining.
Like, I don't care about what they're doing in D.C., but I am curious, like, what would Trump be saying right now if he still had access to social media about, apparently they're like putting him on trial now in the Senate. So that whole part of the impeachment procedure has begun. So I'm like, we don't get to hear what he has to say.
Well,
which is a bummer.
His lawyer came out and said that he's not getting due process. So we know he'd be saying that this isn't due process.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't followed the impeachment closely. I know it's happening, but I do find
Me neither.
A bit scary how the social media networks and the major tech companies of the United States just came together all at once to effectively ban the sitting president from the internet.
Yep, that was pretty wild.
I mean, he can't contact us, and he doesn't have anything that I want to hear. But
I mean, he can call in.
That's true. 603-283-6160. If Donald Trump is out there listening, give us a call.
We've said we've got room for him on the Free Talk Live social. I mean, if Don wants to sign up over at social.freetalklive.com, I mean, he's going to be surrounded by a bunch of libertarians because that's the bulk of who has signed up for social.freetalklive.com. But we will not censor his posts.
No, he can say whatever he wants.
If he signs up at social.freetalklive.com. And you can, too, if you want.
We also have a Matrix server that people can find at chat.freetalklive.com, which
That's
is more
right.
like a decentralized, federated Discord alternative.
Yeah, kind of. But polycentric, I think, is probably a better term. But yeah, it's also decentralized in that it's not like corporate, like Discord.
In other news, the Bundy family is in the news again. This time, I mean, militias in general have been in the news lately. Revolutionaries, all of that sort
of
thing.
Well, that's because the leftists are back in charge in D.C., and every time they get in control, they always trot out the so-called domestic terrorists. And you start to see the news media focus in on militias and quote-unquote domestic terrorism, which is what they're labeling anybody that was inside the Capitol building on January 6th, a month ago.
Well, they've also included libertarians in their list of potential domestic terrorists, despite the fact that libertarians adhere to the non-aggression principle.
This is true, although they, I think, have a right to be concerned because some of the libertarians out there believe that it is adhering to the non-aggression principle to go out and shoot cops in the streets. So, I mean, it just depends on how they consider that their principle and how they want to put it to use.
Yeah, you have a point.
Yeah.
But these militia groups, what's going on with them? Bundy seems to be, Clive Bundy, I think, is his name. Is that correct?
This is actually Ammon Bundy. Cliven is his father.
Okay.
So who are they?
They are the people, you can probably tell the story better than I.
Yeah, there was an issue, I don't know if it was not quite a decade ago, but like maybe 2013. Cliven Bundy had a ranch, probably still does, out in Nevada. and they were cattle. There was cattle on this ranch, and they were like the ranch backed up to some Bureau of Land Management lands, and they were letting the cattle graze on the BLM lands, not Black Lives Matter, but Bureau of Land Management, and they didn't like that, and the government came after them for whatever reason. I forget all the details. Anyway, there was a big standoff,
like an actual armed standoff. I think an FBI building or a federal building got taken over. It was really
fascinating. That's another part of the story. Yeah.
Wow.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And Bitcoin.com, for those watching it, it's the best place for learning about cryptocurrency. And as I was carelessly getting out, for those watching Bitcoin, it's been a fascinating story. It's not too late to get into it. Head on over to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started to learn all that you need to know about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin as well as Bitcoin Cash. There's all sorts of information there, and that means you really don't have an excuse for ignoring this any longer. Just a few weeks ago, Bitcoin was at $33,000 after a, quote, crash, and it was dying again, mm-hmm. and then it's pushing at $50,000 today. So who knows what it will do next, but based on what recent patterns, I'm going to say now's still a good time to buy. Or if you are a knowledgeable user, visit news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines, everything that's relevant to you, bitcoin.com, one of my favorite websites to go for cryptocurrency needs in general.
Elon Musk apparently thought it was a good time to buy. Didn't he buy $1.5 billion on behalf of Tesla earlier this week?
He did. Yesterday. And it seems that Tesla wants to accept Bitcoin as payment for its vehicles.
Very exciting.
It is. I can't wait to see it from more companies.
I think that there was a story a long time ago. I mean, I recall several years ago hearing that Tesla, at least some dealers, were accepting it.
Really?
So even if the mother company wasn't accepting it at the time, I think there were some of the dealers that were.
Well, hopefully we'll see more. And, Chevrolet and all of these other companies beginning to accept cryptocurrency. And, hey, maybe even McDonald's one day. Will accept Bitcoin.
You never know. I mean, PayPal just came on board late last year. You got Tesla coming on board. Tesla's one of the top five corporations in the United States as far as their market cap is concerned. So that's bigger than Walmart.
Yeah.
If Tesla says they're going to take crypto, that is actually, I mean, it's not big in the same way in that Walmart's got way more locations and more people work for it and that sort of thing. But as far as a major company accepting Bitcoin, that's probably the largest announcement we've seen so far.
Excellent. I hope it only continues because it's only going to drive the value of Bitcoin up because it's becoming more and more useful.
It is, even though it's not that useful in general because...
Well, if you're going to buy a $50,000 car, a $50 transaction fee isn't that big a deal.
No big deal. Yeah, no doubt about that. But it's still disappointing to see how just expensive these transaction fees are. I mean, they were $20 fees yesterday. On Bitcoin for what they call the next block, which for listeners that don't know, that's to get your Bitcoin transaction processed and confirmed within the next 10 minutes or so. That's what it costs.
$20 is not steep.
With it going up in popularity, does that mean that the fees might go lower or get higher?
They're going to likely get higher unless the Bitcoin programmers decide to do something to actually fix their network, which they don't seem to have any plan whatsoever to do.
No, because they're making too much money off of it.
Yeah. So this sucks for Bonnie because she just got paid in some Bitcoin for doing some activism. I think it was not this past weekend, but the weekend prior. We went to the governor's house for another protest where they arrested Footloose Frank for being Footloose, I guess.
For talking.
He talked to the police, and they arrested him for it. That video's up over at freekeen.com. But some anonymous benefactor was contributing Bitcoin to anyone that showed up to this protest. They were giving $50 worth of Bitcoin. Well, I mean, that's cool, and I think that's a really cool thing for that person to do, and Bonnie's, it was her first Bitcoin that she had received, and I gave her some Bitcoin Cash like a few months ago when we first met, but whoever this person is gave her actual Bitcoin, so $50 worth of BTC Bitcoin.
I called it 50 Bitcoins to nobody.
And now it's, what was it the last time you looked at it, like $68 worth?
Yeah, like $68.
So, not bad.
It's gone up quite a bit in just the last week. And
but it only costs 25% for her to use it.
Yeah, that's the problem. If she ever has something she wants to use this for, well, sorry, you really only have $40 worth of useful Bitcoin because it might cost you $20 in a fee just to send it somewhere. Now, you can send it for less than $20. $20 is just the next block fee. If you don't care when the thing confirms, you could probably get the fee down to $8. But still, that's not cheap.
And going that low below the next block fee, it might not actually get confirmed. It might sit out there in the mempool for 2 weeks and then get kicked back to your wallet.
At $8, it's not going to sit out there for 2 weeks, at least not right now. But nonetheless, that's still a hefty fee.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Aria, Bonnie, and Ian. How
Hello,
are you?
Scott. What's on your mind?
Hello.
what's on my mind is people, Americans are losing track of the fact that there are certain entities that are trying to push the United States into war with Iran. And that's the next war that's looming on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And that our party primarily is AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a.k.a. the Jewish Lobby, which got us into war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Now they're working diligently, very hard, to get us embroiled in a war with Iran. And Israel, did you hear on the see it on TV or you see it on a podcast that Israel threatened that if it goes to war with Iran, that it expects the United States to follow suit? Did you read that?
I did not. But
no, but that's not a surprise. I mean, given that the United States federal government, regardless of whether it's Republican or Democrat, seems to walk hand in hand with that particular nation state.
That's really
scary. Oh, yes. And the reason why, Ian, why it does is because our congressmen and senators are frankly petrified of AIPAC, because if they ever dare to oppose AIPAC, they are afraid of appearing as anti-Semitic and hence will lose their seats. 9/11, Iraq, and
Democrats have been doing some pretty messed up things to people of Jewish heritage lately, including not allowing them at some LGBT pride parades and things like that. So the Democrats. Because they're these insane social justice warriors who have concluded that Jews hate Muslims, and they've taken the side of the Muslims in that particular dispute. They're friendlier. They view the Muslims as being the greater sufferer in the equation, so that's the one they side with, and the Jews are bad because the Jews hate the Muslims.
So they're just as racist as anyone else.
Oh,
by
of course.
Saying,
so they're being literally racist.
By saying that, oh, well, all Jews such and such hate Muslims or whatever, even though that's obviously not true because Jewish people are different. They don't all have the same beliefs.
Scott, why don't you think it's a war with China that is on the horizon?
That too. You're right.
The answer is obvious. I mean, they'd be insane to go to war with China. The U.S. federal government against China? I mean, you're talking about two world superpowers. They're not that stupid. They're not going to go and do that. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It was a challenge enough for them to go up against Afghanistan, which is a bunch of people running around hiding in caves. Going up against Iran would be a challenge on its own, but going up against China, that is not something you're going to want to take on. I don't see that happening.
That's a suicide mission.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that we've already lost thousands of American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. And to lose, and this is not going to be like Iraq and Afghanistan. If we get into embroiled in a war with Iran, make no mistake, it could easily spread into World War III. And it's not worth getting American boys killed in wars. And America, as you know, has more bases on this planet than any other country in the world. This is all part of the military-industrial complex to get American soldiers embroiled in
war. I got to cut you off. Thank you so much for the call. I mean, none of us here disagree. I mean, we don't want a war with Iran.
I don't want that, no.
But what is the American government going to do? It's hard to say. And I don't think they've been beating the drums of war with Iraq frequently enough lately for that to be a realistic possibility. Maybe you think so. 603-283-6160.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar. And their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with AgoristHosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agorist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to AgoristHosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's AgoristHosting.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate voted to proceed with the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump after arguments on whether the trial was constitutional. The 56-44 vote permits the impeachment trial to move ahead Wednesday when the House will present its opening arguments. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy reacts to the vote.
Most fair-minded Americans see these proceedings for what they are, and that is a poorly camouflaged attempt by some permanent Washington types to equate the 75 million people who didn't vote for President Biden, but who did vote for President Trump, with the nut jobs who violated the Capitol on January 6th.
The Dow losing 10 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. The Postal Service is seeing an 11% jump in revenue for the quarter that included Christmas. MarketWatch reporting the post office revenue surge comes after a record 1.3 billion packages were delivered as many Americans chose to mail holiday gifts rather than deliver them personally due to the pandemic. The service saying the net income was $318 million. One of the founding members of the Supremes has died.
Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And we're getting this story from, I think, Ammon Bundy is his name. Ammon. Who is organizing militia groups or something.
Yes.
Of that nature.
Is this in Nevada?
I believe he is either in Nevada or in Utah. I'm not sure where he calls home. As I was mentioning earlier, Ammon Bundy is the son of Cliven Bundy, or one of the sons of Cliven Bundy, that was in the news most of a decade ago for having a standoff with the federal government over the Bureau of Land Management. Then a few years later, Ammon Bundy and some of his crew went and took over the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge.
Oh, these events were years apart?
In Oregon, yes. These were years apart. I believe it was 2016 when they did the Malheur Wildlife Refuge takeover. That actually resulted in one man being shot to death by the police in that particular situation. And it was fairly dramatic and pretty, you know, interesting and outrageous what went on then. So
I don't follow the Bundy family very closely, but from what I've heard of them, they sound, at least occasionally, like fairly principled libertarians. They support Black Lives Matter and other cool things that you would expect, you know, principled people to support.
Good to know. I'm glad to hear that. No, I don't follow them closely either, but I am aware that they've been active in this sort of anti-masking, pro-freedom, facial freedom, whatever you want to call it, movement. And now the Los Angeles Times is reporting out of Idaho, which may be where he's based these days. Two dozen demonstrators pressed against the emergency room doors, screaming to be let in. "Show us the law," they chanted. "Let grandma out," one shouted. They had descended on Legacy Salmon Creek Medical Center in Vancouver, Washington, the evening of January 29th, to protest the quarantine of Gail Meyer, a 74-year-old patient who had refused to take a test for the coronavirus.
So they forced her to quarantine against her will?
Apparently. Police in riot gear guarded entrances as the activists, who authorities said were armed, insisted that Ms. Meyer was being held against her will, a claim the hospital denied. Meyer's 49-year-old daughter, Satin, an anti-mask activist licensed as her caregiver, had summoned the demonstrators, foot soldiers, in a rapidly expanding network called People's Rights. With the tap of a thumb on a smartphone, members can call a militia, like they'd call an Uber, and stage a protest within minutes.
That sounds like a pretty cool piece of software.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Cell 411, so I'm curious to know what it is that they're using.
Did it say that they made it?
I don't know anything about the software, actually. This is the first I've, you know, gotten this deep into this story, so whether the LA Times is going to tell us what that is or not, I don't know. But maybe somebody could look up People's Rights. I know Nobody, our co-host, has been talking about this. He's been, you know, talking about connecting the Ammon Bundy group with, like, the New Hampshire Liberty community, you know, the Black Lives Matter group, to try to bring people together of sort of somewhat disparate belief systems, but all of whom are being opposed by the government, and to try to bring them together sort of on the same page to oppose the government. Now, I don't know how far he's gotten with that, but in this case, behind the organization is a familiar name, Ammon Bundy. He's best known as the leader of the 2016 occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, a deadly 41-day standoff between federal agents and militants who rejected the federal government's authority over public lands across the West. Now, he has seized on the backlash against coronavirus restrictions as an opportunity to start a new movement. Since last March, when he launched People's Rights, which their website is peoplesrights.org, which he describes as a neighborhood watch on steroids, the organization has attracted tens of thousands of members and sponsored more than 50 demonstrations across the country, dispatching gun-toting activists to the homes of politicians, health agency managers, and even a police officer who arrested a protester. Experts who track extremists say the network has significant overlap.
Well, he's pretty hardcore, but I don't know if I'd call him an extremist.
Well, they love to call anybody that's not pro-government an extremist.
Sure.
So, I mean,
it's a scary word.
Right. To them, anyone who is not in favor of the state is an extremist. If you're in favor of freedom, every issue, every time, you're an extremist. And, you know, to me, it's not extreme to be in favor of peace, which is ultimately what we're in favor of.
So, no, it would be insane not to be.
And there's plenty of people who are insane like that.
I would agree they have to be. To actively, I mean, there are people out there who actively want war with China or Iran or Russia or Venezuela or any other countries. How insane do you really have to be to want a war with someone?
Truly insane. In this case, they don't want war. They just want to be left alone, it seems. But they're being dragged in, of course, with white supremacist groups claiming LA Times claiming they have, quote, significant overlap with white supremacist groups and other far-right organizations, in that his whipped-up paranoia and rage, risking the lives of hospital workers, health officers, politicians, and others in the crosshairs.
It doesn't sound like they did that, because they banged on some doors and shouted some stuff. I don't think they put anyone at risk.
That's not anyone's life. No one. So I think what they're saying, that when they say they're risking their lives, that means that they aren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
So that now is a threat to someone else's life by these people's viewpoint, by people like the author here at the LA Times and people like Dennis Goddard in New Hampshire, who has been threatening people with shooting them if they come near him without a mask on.
I put it up because that made me really curious whether or not I was remembering correctly about Ayman Bundy and Black Lives Matter. And it turns out I was. He stands in support of Black Lives Matter effort to defund police. So I'm curious how the L.A. Times has decided there's overlap between this guy who stands in support of Black Lives Matter and white supremacists.
All there has to be for them to claim there's overlap is for one guy who's a white supremacist to show up in a chat room for people's rights.
It's important for people to remember that when the media starts linking everything and anything and everything to white supremacists.
There's overlap on Free Talk Live. We had Chris Cantwell as one of our talk show hosts. Now, mind you, before he became a racist, and when he became a racist, we kicked him off the air as a talk show host. But there's still quote-unquote overlap because we had him on.
And he was on Freer Talk Live after becoming a racist.
That's true. And we didn't ban him from the show entirely because we're Free Talk Live and we will let any a-hole call in with whatever viewpoint they want.
He just makes himself look bad when he talks, so why not let him?
Well, exactly.
He still calls the show.
When he can. It's been a while, but yes. And we just had Scott the Bigot call in tonight. So, I mean, there's overlap with whatever he is, whatever you want to call that.
Anti-Semitic would be, I think, an accurate description.
So they drag this through, they drag the groups like this through the mud as much as they possibly can because they don't want to actually talk to them and ask them questions. They don't want to actually give this guy the opportunity to express himself.
Well, it's because the LA Times, like most media outlets, is 100% in favor of the state.
Sure.
And whatever the state religion decrees, which is, you know, wear a mask, respect authorities. And that's not what the Bundys are known for. Or any of these militia groups. The existence of these militia groups has always been stated to be to defend ourselves from aggression by the government. I don't think anyone has ever suggested they're for anything else.
Yeah, and I don't know if People's Rights is particularly a militia group exactly.
It sounds like it's a protest organization.
That's the way it sounds. I don't know if you've pulled up their website.
I did, but you have to join in order to access just about anything.
Interesting.
I'm going to pull it up on my phone and take a look at it. They do have a Telegram, so there's that.
We have the potential for multiple malheurs in multiple states, in that any moment they could bring hardened far-right activists, often heavily armed, into any one event. This according to Devin Burghardt, the executive director for the Institute for Research and Education on Human Rights. So, yeah, they really don't like the idea that these people are armed, number one. That really seems to scare these folks.
I imagine it would scare the LA Times, but it doesn't give me any pause whatsoever. I feel safer when people around me are heavily armed.
Indeed, especially if they know what they're doing.
Yes.
With the guns. In October, the Seattle-based organizations and the Montana Human Rights Network published an investigation that found Bundy had rapidly expanded people's rights by fusing his core of far-right paramilitary supporters with a mass base of new activists radicalized in protest of coronavirus restrictions. So he's growing his group.
He is, and good for him for that. I'm going to look into it during the break as well. You can find out more about it at peoplesrights.org. Let us know what you think about it, though. Is he just organizing protests, or is he actually planning these militias? 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. As we were talking about earlier, we'll let anyone talk about anything, no matter how racist it is. We'll argue with you if you call in and say things that are incorrect or immoral, but we'll let you talk.
I think racism is immoral.
I would agree. 603-283-6160 is that call in line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're talking about the Bundys, who are in the news again, now being linked to white supremacists, overlap between white supremacist groups. And these,
unfairly linked.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I did look into the People Rights Organization, and sadly, it doesn't seem that they use an app. It looks like they just use a web interface.
Oh.
So it's all done on their website.
As far as reporting where to gather?
Yes, and what's happening. It's cool that there are now five people in southwestern New Hampshire who have signed up.
Really?
And they're very privacy-friendly. Mm-hmm. You have to have Signal in order to receive your code to create your account.
Neat.
And they have a Telegram, which is always good. And
nice.
It's got a messaging system that I haven't looked into that is supposedly encrypted as well, just sending messages to other users. So I have to say, so far, I'm impressed. And it sounds like if they want an app, they should contact Nobody and find a way of implementing Cell 411 into this.
I know that Nobody, our co-host, had the intention of reaching out to that group. So I don't know at what status he has reached out to them. I think he wants the app to be like in a usable state because we inherit. For listeners that don't know, Cell 411 is an app that was created probably like 2015 by actually a listener of Free Talk Live, Virgil Viduva. And he did an amazing job at making this great little simple, easy to use emergency alerts app where you can have your friends get the app and then you can all sort of create what they call cells. These aren't terrorist cells, they're peace cells. But the idea is to have these cells of people that you know, maybe one for your family, one for your friends, or whatever. You can put them, you can have as many of these things as you want. And so then if a thing is happening to you that's bad, like, you know, your house catches on fire, someone's having a medical emergency, the cops pull you over, you know, whatever it is that's going on, you can send an alert that goes out to the cells that you choose. And it's an amazing app that has been used for a long time here in New Hampshire by the activist community here, and to much success. Unfortunately, Virgil came into some tough personal times late last year, and he wasn't able to really kind of keep up the app. And these sorts of things need to be kept up. You have to, like,
Google
updates their API, and you got to update a thing. So you can't just, like, release the app and just let it be. You got to, like, take care of it. And so he wasn't able to do that anymore. And
is the current version of the app that people can find working?
Depends. So if you're on iOS, it should work fine for you. If you're on Android, there's a new version that's going to be coming out hopefully as soon as sometime later this week. We're in the process right now of trying to figure out what to do to get this thing online. There's a what's new required, so nobody's in the midst of writing that. But we're close. We're close to actually having some of what we would call showstopper-level bugs fixed. Cell 411.
So I know the version I'm using, I had to download from some third-party app store because it was delisted from Google for not being updated.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it ever got updated.
It did get relisted, but it wasn't fixed at the time. So now it's going to be fixed, but the fix hasn't been uploaded. So we will let you know when that happens. So that's why I'm saying, like, nobody's probably not banging down Ammon Bundy's door because the app isn't quite ready for prime time.
Okay.
But once it is, that's definitely something that he intends to reach out.
I look forward to beta testing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's actually a special group for that, so remind me later and I can drop you in there. So back to the story here from the Los Angeles Times, where they're trying to smear Ammon Bundy by suggesting that he is associated with right-wing racist groups, even though he's personally in favor of, as you mentioned, Black Lives Matter.
And defunding the police.
Yeah.
Which are, I mean, generally white supremacists like the police, because generally police are white supremacists.
That's where they have their origins.
That's true. You mean catching slaves?
The police, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, according to LATimes.com, the investigators looked into the group, which is called People's Rights, their website, peoplesrights.org. They found the network had 20,000 members in 16 states. In an interview with late last month near his home in Idaho, Bundy claimed it had grown to almost 50,000 people in 35 states.
Does the LA Times realize that the more stories like this they write, the more people sign up for peoplesrights.org?
I don't know, but don't tell them, because this is good. Last fall, Facebook removed an undisclosed number of People's Rights pages from its platform after deeming the network a militarized social movement. Well, now I know I'm interested, because if Facebook's saying it's bad, then it must be worth looking at.
And so far, nothing I've seen on here is bad. I mean, they basically ask the same thing that Cell 411 asks. You know, when the police show up or when you need help, who are you going to call? Mm-hmm. Your friends, because your friends won't shoot you. They ask almost literally the same question here. So who will you contact when your rights are threatened? You will call your neighbors.
Yeah. They're less likely to shoot you.
Yeah. They're almost entirely unlikely to shoot you.
Yeah. Bundy said his sole cause was defending freedoms guaranteed under the Constitution, even for LGBTQ people and Black Lives Matter activists whose views he may oppose. Now, again, that's not a quote from Bundy. That's just what the LA Times said. He never said...
I'm curious now what his views on LGBT people are.
I mean, he's probably a right-wing conservative, but I don't know. I've never talked to the guy.
But he's very libertarian, though.
Actually, did we talk to him? I think we actually did talk to one of the Bundys. I may have talked to Ammon Bundy in the past, honestly, but it's been a very long time. So going on here, he said he never supported President Trump, and he didn't vote in the last two presidential elections. In 2016, he was in prison awaiting trial, and this past November, he didn't see a point. So, I mean, obviously, he's not your typical... If he's a conservative, he ain't your typical conservative.
No, he is definitely closer to libertarian, based on everything I've seen, than he is conservative.
In contending the COVID-19 death toll is massively exaggerated, he said that Trump should have worked harder to keep churches and businesses open. Nonetheless, he encouraged his followers to go to Washington for the now infamous January 6th rally to distribute leaflets and display people's rights banners to recruit more members. He did say that he condemned the siege on the Capitol.
So was that because it was pointless and it didn't achieve anything? Or is it because it was just some angry Republicans role-playing as protesters?
Apparently, he was also arrested, according to a photograph here in this article, in the Idaho State House in Boise on August 26th of last year, was arrested and wheeled out in an office chair, or what appears to be a wheelchair here. So maybe doing a little civil disobedience, it looked like. Not sure what that was about. Bundy is carrying out a family tradition. He is the fourth of 14 children in a Mormon family. Grew up on a Nevada ranch. His 74-year-old father, Cliven, became a hero to extreme libertarians in the West.
Extreme libertarians. That just sounds cool when they say it like that.
Extreme libertarians.
I'm okay with being an extremist libertarian.
Indeed. When he stopped paying grazing fees in 1993, claiming his family had ancestral rights to run its cattle on public land and that the government's ownership claims violated the Constitution. Ammon Bundy left the ranch as a young man, first for Minnesota for 2 years of Mormon mission service and then to Southern Utah University, later moving to Phoenix where he ran a truck repair business for 14 years. In 2014, he stood with militias that rallied behind his father's cause when FBI agents arrived at the Nevada ranch with a court order to confiscate the family's cattle. The government backed down to avoid bloodshed, raising the family's stature in far-right circles. And the part of the story...
Far-right?
Yeah.
I thought they said he was libertarians that was his fans.
Well, that's what they said.
The media loves to make libertarians seem like right-wingers.
That's what they like, yeah. They want to try to make libertarians seem even more far-right than anyone else, even though the reality of it is libertarians agree with right-wingers on some things and left-wingers on other things.
It's so embarrassing. So it's,
what part?
I don't want people to think I'm a right-winger.
I agree. Unfortunately,
I went out of my way to make them think that.
Yeah, I also am the chairman of the Keene Republican Committee, which is a whole other issue entirely. But I've also been a Democrat and run for governor.
Yeah,
so.
I get called a leftist a lot, too.
I'll do whatever I need to do to get the ideas of liberty out, basically. But according to this, now, the thing they're not mentioning here, oh, no, they do mention it. Okay, so an important point about the original Bundy story is they charged a bunch of these people in the Bundy Ranch situation.
Right. And weren't they all acquitted?
And almost all of them were acquitted, except for the ones that took plea deals.
And this is why you don't take the plea deal.
No, you really shouldn't. The next year, Bundy and his wife moved to Emmett, Idaho, which is a farming town turned bedroom community outside of Boise. He said that God had soon called him to support Dwight Hammond Jr. and his son Stephen, Oregon ranchers sentenced to prison for setting fires on federal lands. And in January of 2016, he led an armed group that seized the headquarters of the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, demanding the government relinquish ownership and free the Hammonds.
Did they do so?
Of course not.
That's tragic. But still, A for effort, man. That's hardcore taking over a federal building.
They did, and they occupied it for like 40-something days.
More on this story when we get back. 603-283-6160. What do you think? Is he just a troublemaker? Is he an anarchist? What is he? Is he just out there trying to piss? Maybe he's even a honeypot. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Koinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Koinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Koinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.